Hey girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a weird guy approaches you while you're at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Hey girl, you must be a straight A student. Cause my name's Dean. And you just made my list.
Stupid.
Oh, Brooke really liked that one.
Yeah, I did.
Well, after he drops that line, whatever you do, don't ask him if you were the first adult woman he's ever spoken to in his entire life. Instead, give him the number to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Wendy. It's Brooke. I'm calling you because I'm really excited about our date. And I just wanted to kind of give you some things to think about before we kind of go on the date. You know, I really don't want you to be weirded out or put off in any way if any of my fans approach us while we're on our date. I don't know if you're familiar with the platform TikTok, but it's the social media platform where you can post videos, and I post videos. And coincidentally enough, I'm blowing up. Like, you have no idea. My last video got 15,000 views. 15,000. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, I'm a pretty big deal. What I do is I put Mentos in Diet Coke, you know, and then it explodes. That's my shtick. That's my bread and butter. That's where I'm getting all these views. So I'm just letting you know, if any of my bromies, you know, my bromies, that's what I call my fans, my bromies, if any of them approach the table, it's really not a big deal. They're there to see me. I'll introduce you. Maybe I can get you some likes and some views, but I'm really excited to see you, and I'm looking forward to this date.
Next message.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That man just needs to meet an Instagram model, and then there'll be a match made in heaven.
That's an annoying match made in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, claiming TikTok fame is not special. Like, who isn't famous on TikTok right now? I want to hear from that person who says they're not famous.
Brooke isn't.
Oh, okay, Brooke.
Hey. I'm trying.
I want to hear your loser line message, Brooke.
I got like 400 views the other day.
Celebrity in the room.
You're not putting Mentos into Diet Coke, are you?
No, just showing off my house.
Keep trying.
Next message.
Hi, Dave. Just wanted to let you know I'm really looking forward to going out with you. But I'm going to be out of the country for a few weeks, like 4 weeks. I mean, something, not a big deal. Like, I have this guy who's like a sugar daddy. You know, it's just a financial thing. I mean, it's like serious. Like, we do it and stuff, but I don't like feel any feelings or anything. So don't worry about any of that, okay? But I totally will bring you a gift, like maybe like a Rolex. So yeah, just wanted you to know I'm super excited, and I will see you in a few weeks. Next message.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
That was way too relatable. I don't know why she got the loser line.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, that's so strange, Alexis. I mean, Jose, you take the Rolex, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I can't even read analog, and I'm still taking the Rolex.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's shiny time.
Yeah.
Remember, you can get the special loser line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to somebody that's hitting on you, and hopefully they call us and leave a weird message like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Nikki, this is Thomas from the other night. It was really nice to meet you, and you were super sweet, and you said that I could call any time and ask you for a favor if I needed one, and I really need one this weekend, and so I know this might sound a little weird, but I'm wondering if you could go to the nursing home this weekend and read to my grandma.
Aww.
I mean, I know that's a weird request, but I usually go every weekend myself, but something came up this weekend, and I got to go to a barbecue with my buddies. So, you know, and it's not that hard. You can read anything. You know, she's really just happy for the company. And if that's okay with you, it'd be really, I'll really appreciate it. It'll make me feel real good to know that somebody sweet and nice like you is there with her. Since, you know, I'll be busy having beers with my buddies. So, you're awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Next message.
Wow.
Okay, so he just needs a babysitter for his grandma.
Yeah.
You know what? I can relate to that.
Totally.
Oh. I mean, I don't have a grandma, but...
I was going to say, is no one visiting you? Or?
Just like I have kids, so what's the difference?
And you like to drink.
You know, barbecues and beers with the buddies. You cannot miss that.
Grandma understands.
Yeah, she'll know.
Can you bring Grams with you? Like, maybe that's a better option.
Oh, keg stand with grandma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just
get on there,
hip.
Nana.
Watch her
hip. Next message.
Hey, it's me. Just calling again, and I'm sorry that
I made you mad. I don't know what happened, but you're not calling me back. And I just miss you. I know that we met just once, but sometimes that's all it takes. And I just can't stop thinking about you. And I did something silly, but meaningful. I went and bought this plant at the store and I took it home and I named him after you. I know that sounds silly, but you know, you do that when you love somebody, you name your pets or whatever after the people you love. And anyway, it's really great for me having this plant around because I feel like it listens to me. And sometimes I do have to admit I get angry and I lash out at the plant. I won't water it maybe for a little while and then it looks so sad and I feel horrible. So I take care of it again. But, you know, it's just like a typical relationship, you know. Anyway, the plant and I were looking through books and I found this quote and I wanted to share it with you. And the quote is, staying in love for more than 5 years is almost impossible. But staying in love for your whole life with the same person is a miracle. And you know what I think? I think you're my miracle.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Does anyone see her in bed with her plant, like just cuddling together?
Oh.
The plant's little spoon. She's big spoon.
Absolutely, yeah. Bro. Uh-huh. I think we're going to see that woman in a news headline somewhere where, like, crazy lady joins Mile High Club with plant. Gets kicked off the airline.
Oh, I wanted her to be more of a rom-com story.
Maybe in a 4-part Netflix documentary.
Okay, yeah, about the lady who married her plant.
Yeah.
I can see that.
We just launched a star, Netflix star, crazy plant lady.
Yeah.
Call us. We have a deal for you. Remember, listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.